Notice that the Spirit, when he comes, points to Christ and not the other way around. Jesus is the one in heaven pouring out the Spirit, and the Spirit points back to Jesus. This tells us that a focus on the Spirit at the expense of Jesus is not what the Spirit wants to do. The theologian Jim Packer said this: "The essence of the Holy Spirit's ministry is, at this or any time in the Christian era, to mediate the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ." The Spirit points to Christ. The pastor and theologian John Piper says, "The Spirit is sent to make Christ real to people and to show us who he really is in his glory, so that we come to love him and trust him and obey him and show him to the world. The Spirit comes so that we may testify to Christ." Now, if both of those sound like overly technical, boring things that theologians have a tendency to say, and theologians do have a tendency to be extremely boring, this is what Jesus says in John 16, verse 14. Really simple. Listen up. "The Spirit's job," Jesus says, "is to glorify me." That's it. The Spirit's job is to glorify me. And what does Peter say here? The outpouring of the Spirit testifies to who Jesus is. The Spirit is pointing not to himself, but to Christ. Now, whatever else we want to say about the Holy Spirit, he fundamentally exists to point us to Jesus. If that's his job, then something has gone seriously wrong when we elevate the Spirit's work over and above the work of Jesus. Simple, isn't it? The Spirit exists to glorify Jesus. And so if we're always banging on about the Spirit at the expense of Jesus, then we are not doing what the Spirit does. If what we claim is a work of the Spirit draws our attention anywhere other than Christ, then it is not the Spirit's work. If we start emphasizing the Spirit's work over Jesus' work, then we are not being Spirit-led, because the Spirit always points to Jesus. Now, in this instance, the Spirit points to the fact that Jesus is the Messiah, and then he empowered these believers to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everything we see the Spirit doing here points back to Jesus. The Spirit coming proves Jesus is the Messiah. The Spirit empowered the believers to speak the Messiah's words. The Spirit then empowered them to speak the gospel of Jesus Christ to the unbelievers around listening. Everything he did points back to Jesus. So if you are looking for the Spirit to work, then he is working when you focus on Christ. He is working when you share Christ. He is working when unbelievers consider Christ. He is working when unbelievers come to Christ. He is working when you and I are made more like Christ. The Spirit's work is to glorify Christ and to point us to him and to make us more like him. Well, if that's his job, then he must be working anytime we are focused fundamentally on Christ. And anything that draws us away from a focus on Christ cannot be a work of the Spirit. But secondly, the reason why the Spirit points to Christ is because it's through Christ that we are saved. Jesus is the name by which we are saved, is he not? Now, that's not in any way to deny the work of the Father and the Spirit in salvation, because whenever God acts, all three persons of the Trinity are involved. They never act entirely alone. But we are saved in Jesus' name. We are not saved in the name of the Spirit. We are saved in the name of Jesus. The Spirit points us to Christ. The Spirit inclines our hearts to Christ, because it is only in Christ that we are saved. That's the point that Peter presses home in his sermon, isn't it? The Spirit has come. The Spirit has been poured out. And the Spirit then points us to Christ through whom we are saved. The Spirit proves that Jesus is the Messiah, and then he points us to Jesus, who is the only one by whom we're saved. The Spirit is the one who must work to bring us to faith, but he brings us to faith not in himself, but in Jesus. That's why we remember Jesus' death on the cross, isn't it, when we take communion? Because he is the one in whom we are saved. Our focus, just like the Spirit, should be fundamentally on Jesus. If we want to be Spirit-led, well, the Spirit's job is to glorify Christ. And if we are not Christ-centered, then we are not Spirit-led. We might be Spirit-obsessed if we're banging on about the Spirit all the time, but that's not the same thing, because the Spirit points not to himself, but always and only ever to Jesus.